Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Alex. I'm the CEO and co-founder of ReSpeecher. And at ReSpeecher, we make one voice sound exactly like another voice.
Alex, how are you involved with synthetic media?
We've been operating in this field of voice cloning for quite a while, for more than 3 years, I guess. We were focused on quality of synthetic speech to that extent where it could cut it for high-demand sound professionals in Hollywood studios. And now we are expanding to build more products based on our core technology and bring this amazing tool to more creators all around the world.
Alex, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
I guess the biggest challenges would be making it be good in terms of how it would sound or how it would look if you talk about visual synthetic media. Because, I mean, we all rely on some kind of AIs here, artificial intelligence solutions, but they're not obligatory very good in producing content, and we need to adjust these fine tools to make it indistinguishable in terms of speech, get rid of some artifacts, and that could be really hard. And for some cases, it could be even holistic problems that you can go through only if you change the whole approach to the technology itself. In our case, it's amazing when your technology is being aired as a part of big films. And one of the examples would be a recent project with the Lucasfilm team when they used our technology to make the voice of young Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian season 2. Other projects that most of the audience might have heard or seen would be making the voice of Vince Lombardi for the Super Bowl opening when Digital Domain, 72andSunny, and NFL, of course, put together a cameo for Vince Lombardi. We also were a part of a short documentary, a short movie that was about alternative history when we brought back the voice of Richard Nixon along with MIT team and Kenny AI, the company that took care of visuals, where we made Nixon say the speech that was written in case of if Apollo 11 mission goes wrong. This was quite a wonderful piece, and it won an Emmy Award. That's also quite exciting.
Alex, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I'd like all of us to be focused into applying these tools we have in our hands in the most ethical way. Because, I mean, these tools, they obviously are not good or bad. These are tools. But they're quite novel to the market. They're quite novel to the audience. And they can lead to the situation when you don't know whether something was said or done by a person, or it's just someone pretending them doing that. And in order to make applications of such tool ethical, most companies that operate in the space come up with some sort of guidelines, of ethical guidelines. And that's a very important point for all of us involved into the space to be united regarding these ethical guidelines. As for example, ReSpeecher never allows using our technology if you don't have permission or consent from voice owner. But there are still quite a lot of activities and quite a lot of efforts everyone involved in the space needs to put into bringing more awareness about existence of such synthetic media tools and bringing thoughts around the world how audio or video or images could be potentially manipulated. So in the point when these kind of fine technologies would fall into wrong hands, we would be protected to some extent by understanding that something could be manipulated. as well as there are a lot of activities regarding marking content as original and not original, or marking specifically synthetic content. And there are plenty of initiatives we encourage all synthetic media players to be part of because it's important.
Alex, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Yeah, you can always go to our website, www.respeecher.com, where we showcase demos of our technology, as well as we publish some cool cases and case studies about projects where our technology has been used creatively or as a tool that helps in media production.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.